Deputy Mayor, maybe you'd make the motion. I'm not sure who it.
I shall move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approves the job description for the Municipal Physical Activity Coordinator per attachment one of this report.
Is there a second of that motion, Council Fitch?
Second.
Richard, do you want to bring us forward, up to date on?
Deputy Mayor, the council, in May, after we were reached out to by the province, that there was an opportunity to rejoin the Municipal Physical Activity Leadership Program. Council directed staff to submit a letter of intent to participate in the program. One of the first things that we've worked with the province with, and they'll be contributing $30,000 per year to this position, is to develop a job description that meets the requirements of their program. So it's generally a fairly standard job description that they start out with. Our policy requires that council approve job descriptions, so we've brought it forward for your consideration today, and the next step would be we would be posting for this in weeks to come.
Councilor Frelick.
I too have an issue or a question about the develop and implement a strategy. In the past, we've seen that, and I know it's general wording, but it also can take up a huge amount of time, and I know that there's a strategy there, a 90-page strategy, that probably needs to be updated, but I don't see that reflected in this job description, that there's an existing strategy, and we should be working with that to update it.
Yes, that's clearly that's clearly the understanding, is that we have a strategy. Like you say, we haven't been accountable in terms of reporting on it or on its implementation, and we do need to tend to that. That's the document we have to work from, where it is 5-6 years old. You know, and we will be obviously recruiting for a new director of recreation. That is work that will need to be refreshed. I'm sure there's things in there that will need to be adjusted, but that'll be the basis of our work, is all of that work that was done to create that original strategy.
But that doesn't mean we're going to spend months and years updating that.
No.
We want to see action.
Yes.
Right away.
That's
so that they need to go hand in hand.
That's right.
Can we reflect that in there? Or is there a way to reflect that we're not looking at this 2 years ago and saying, well, we did approve that we were develop and implement a strategy.
So what I can do
if
is I can add a bullet under duties and responsibilities, physical activity strategy, just to state that the focus is on the implementation and updating.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't think that it really changes the job description, so to speak.
No, just clarifies.
Yeah, but
remember, the strategy is 92 pages long.
I know.
Right.
I mean, how anybody could develop a strategy that's 92 pages long, I don't know. I mean, there should be a lot of work, you know, cherry picking through that.
Yes.
Yes,
and I guess my question is, once this person is hired and they're given this 92-page strategy, which was kind of long, but it just had everything in it that everybody told them, and it really
right.
wasn't sort of a...
Yep.
So does the person we hire, are they going to do that? Are they going to work with the staff and people and community and the medical field and
yes.
to figure out and pull out, like you've done for council when you were
yep.
in your position, then you kind of sorted us out and got those policies and procedures. I mean,
yep.
you would be perfect to lead that person. I mean, it's not your
right.
job to lead one staff member, but to somehow get that so within a short period, that gets sorted out and gets prioritized, and so that that person gets some immediate direction on where they're going with that thing. Because otherwise, like Councillor Frelick's concern, a person could spend a whole year just spinning wheels.
So this is, and this goes back to, you're right, we've got a whole lot of work done, but what really is done will depend on what the community's ready to do. We can't have one person deliver this program by themselves. It's really the community development model. So if there's groups ready to go and do some work, and we're seeing right now that there's some action because of some other programming with regards to the hospital, and the doctors have some interest in doing some things. Like, there's opportunities to take things that are ready to go and bring them forward, and that's what will happen. So when there's opportunity, that's what will get brought forward. And there will be an accountability on this. We'll be reporting on this in your monthly reports. We're also required to report to the province. So, you know, the basis of the direction of the big long strategy is there. How it's implemented will be, you know, as we're working, where is the opportunity? Clearly, one of the things that I've discussed with staff and with council is the need to focus on creating more opportunity in the outside of Liverpool areas. So whether it's Greenfield and helping them activate the use of their rec center, Port Medway or North Queens. So whatever's really ready and we can work with is what will happen. So we will have the resource there ready to make things happen.
And remember, the whole of recreation is, I'm sure, coming under a microscope as we need to recruit a new recreation director in light of Norm's retirement. So I think there's some huge opportunities here. And yes, sorry, Jack.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, so this person is going to be half funded by here, half funded by the province, so that they're going to have accountabilities in two different directions. The province is going to require certain things, so I'm sure that before this is all over with, the province is going to require a certain level of reporting back to them, because they want to know what they put their money into. And so the other, you're going to have a new recreation director, and is this person going to be somewhat going back to them? I mean, who are they going to be responding to on our behalf, and what is their response? It isn't like taking duties in here. This is creating a whole new duties, isn't it?
So this person will report to the director of recreation and be fully accountable to them. You know, we will be as a municipality responsible for reporting to the province. The outcomes that we need to measure and demonstrate are, you know, the physical activity things, and you know, like we just talked about, we'll have to show those things moving forward. That's why they're making the investment in the position. As the mayor said, with there is opportunity to take a look at recreation and our overall strategy towards that. We've been talking about that in our strategic priorities for some time, about revitalizing recreation. This is really going to enable us to do that, and there definitely will be an accountability both to council and to the province. The desired outcomes of increased physical activity, participation, recreation options are, you know, they have high overlap, so we're not looking at two different outcomes.
Okay, are you, yes, Councilor Frank?
And we are in control of the person. We post, we don't have to report back to the province. It's strictly Region of Queens. So with the right person in that position and the right attitude, we could really do some amazing things.
Absolutely.
Yep. Good. Are you ready for the question on the motion?
Yes. Question.
All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. That concludes the agenda. Except I should have recognized Kevin Muse, who I understand had a big win. Didn't you chase the ace?
$125.
Oh, I thought it was bigger than that. I now entertain a motion to go in camera.
No, we still have 16-2.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh, yes.
The most important one here. Mr. Dagley would never forgive me. Okay. Okay, Richard, would you take us through us? There's no motion yet.
Happy to. The background of this, on August 9th, 2016, a petition was presented at the meeting of the Regional Council, which is included in this report, requesting a council reinstate a sidewalk on Markland Avenue following completion of the sewer and water project. Going through this, basically the 2016-17 budget included the Markland Avenue phase of the Brooklyn Sewer Water Project, which has been going on for, I believe, about 10 years, bringing sewer and water from the municipal system to Brooklyn. This phase specifically, an important one, replaces the former Markland distribution system that was owned and operated by Bow Water Mersey with municipal water system, bringing potable water to residents, which they've not had for some time. So included in the project requirements is the reinstatement of the roadway, which is owned by the province of Nova Scotia, to the current design standards. Road needed to be removed to install the underground services and infrastructure. And we, the region of Queens, were responsible for the reinstatement to provincial standards. The former road consisted of a two-way street with raised shoulders on each side of the road that provided a narrow pedestrian walkway. Reinstatement of the two-way street to current standards results in a wider traveling lane with the elimination of the raised shoulders. The matter of bringing the street to current design standards was triggered with the application for permit to construct the reinstated street. So there's a couple design standards, which I've included in the report, that give direction to staff or contractors or anyone looking to do work in a right of way. Fundamentally, for the purposes of the report, and considering the narrow width of the right of way, the standards yield the net lane width, which determines if the two-way street traffic is possible with the sidewalk or not. The report includes a couple schematics to show, you know, what a one-way street would look like with the sidewalk, the schematic for the two-way street, and the schematic for the pre-existing conditions. Also clarifying some of the authorities. So our responsibility is for the funding and the management of the project to put in the new sewer water infrastructure and the reinstatement of the roadway. To be completed to the design standards and requirements of the province. The decision authority, under the direction of the Provincial Traffic Authority, to changes in the right-of-way, such as conversion from a two-way street as a one-way street. So there's been some community engagement on this. In early June, letter included the project was hand-delivered to each home on the street overviewing the project, and then following receipt of the position, I with the local councilor did a walkabout with residents to solicit and understand the concerns and views respecting the road statement. Following that, I returned, and actually staff identified a potential solution that the existing construction may accommodate by restricting parking on one side of the street to provide walking in an area free of parked vehicles and out of the traveling lane. We would have to request the province to permit that installation and do that, but that was one solution that came forward. So the matter is before council, and we'll provide the information related to the petition.
Brad, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
That covers it all.
Okay.
So your last comment about the allowance of parking over only on one side, which would then create an unblocked side for pedestrian. Were the residents made aware of that as a choice?
So it's not really a choice. It's, this is gonna be up to the traffic authority. So like I've identified it as a potential solution. Staff has worked fairly quickly to bring this report back to council. So we haven't had feedback or tested, you know, that or not.
Councilor McLeod.
Richard, you know, you and I, as you indicated, visited to the residents. Say about 2/3 of them were home. We had a chat with all of them. And we had often thought that there was a concern about the parking on the street that would be congested and would cause issues with, you know, driving up or down or pedestrians walking. And a lot of them stated that parking wasn't an issue. A lot of the people were very respected in the winter months, of course, with the buildup of snow and clearing and that sort of thing. And some of them park in their backyards anyway. They don't often park on the street, so it would be basically visitor parking, if any, that would be causing an issue. So the fact of parking on one side really, I mean, it's a good suggestion, but whether it would resolve the problem of safety of walking up and down that street. And I know it's a hill. I know flat surfaces are less problematic, but when you're on a steep hill like that and walking up and down, especially in the winter months with ice and snow buildup, it really causes a safety issue. And there are a lot of small children that are living on that street now, and there's a few vacant houses that are on the market, and they're hoping to attract families, as we all in Queens County want to attract more families to our communities. And I think they have a valid concern about the safety aspect of that. And I can see the considerations and the suggestions here, and I know that it will be a full responsibility of the municipality listed in our information. Is the province to not build and maintain sidewalks? Is that the full cost of municipal units? And if the population and the residents want to incur the costs of putting in a sidewalk, whether however it be funded, I don't know. But I think they have a valid concern. And I know that sometimes when you have something at one point and then it's taken away from you at another, then there's always these, you know, the concern that, you know, we really would like to have return of what services and sidewalk that we were used to having on that street. And I know it is a public safety concern, and I can certainly identify with a lot of the folks about that.
Councilor Frelick.
So I'm not getting a clear picture of the people that you went back and talked to. Are they in favor of the sidewalk? Have they changed? Because it was kind of alluded to that they really didn't care about the sidewalk. So they signed, they had the petition, which meant they wanted it. And then we heard rumblings that they didn't want it. The majority want it? Is that the...
Richard, so through the mayor to council, it'd probably be difficult for me to say definitively. So I believe we reached 8 houses, and there was not unanimity on that. So I think the sample would be too small for me to speak for everyone further than what you have already. So, you know, there were some people that wanted one thing, but some people that wanted another. But.
And can we ask Councilor McLeod what her thoughts about what they're actually wanting now, post the visits?
Well, when the information was handed out from the municipality back in June, I really don't think people comprehended. I mean, they were more concerned about the water and sewer situation and having the potable water and the meters and that sort of thing, because that's costing them annually for the water. And so I really don't think they took seriously the fact that, or really read the fact that the sidewalk would not be reinstated. So they really didn't take that one seriously until it was brought to their attention, I assume, by some resident on the street and folks that had small children. And the seniors that go to the post office, because that's where they like to go up the street to the post office back and forth. And I think that's probably all of a sudden it became, when a petition is presented, you sign it. So then you back up what your signature is on the petition. I think that's pretty much, and I can say that, and that's honest. That's an honest opinion. That's usually what the pressure is put on, and I think that's what happens in these situations. But when you're talking to people and you kind of get a different focus and you think, okay, if I was living on this street, and you kind of look at it from your own personal point, if I was living on this street and I had to make my way up the hill or down the hill, or if I had small kids and I'd like to have a clear, safe pathway to my destination. A sidewalk creates that. Paved shoulders don't, because then you get the buildup of snow in the winter and, you know, that sort of thing. So I really think there's a second thought to that process. But talking to the folks that we talk to on the street, I'd say if I had to make a decision based on the general consensus, those folks would like to have that sidewalk reinstated on one side, doesn't say on both sides. But they want safety is the main key factor, and that's a general feeling I get. And Richard, you may have your own opinion, but yeah.
I know, Deputy Mayor, you want to speak. I'm seeing if anybody who hasn't spoken wants to speak first. Councilor Fancy.
Okay, I hear so many things. I'm just trying to simplify it. If we put a sidewalk in, that means we have to maintain it. It's ours, right? Does that mean that it changes the traffic because of the weather? So then it becomes just one-way street. So you either have two-way street with no sidewalk, or one-way street with the sidewalk. Because that's what the simplicity of it is.
That's right, exactly. Okay. And there's a cost to the change.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I guess that was my question about the cost to change and who's going to bear that, even though it's next year and whoever sits around this chamber next year. For years, I remember Councillor Wayne Henley, who always wanted sidewalks all up in through Amherst and King and Queen and all those areas. There are no sidewalks up there. He always wanted sidewalks up in that part of town. I know from the people that I represent currently in my district, they're not going to be happy paying for a sidewalk for people in Brooklyn. I can tell you that right now. You know, so I think as you go into this thing, whoever's here next year, I think the people down there better figure out how they're going to pay for it to keep peace in the county. There's a lot of places in rural Queens that need sidewalks. You know, a one-way street, no sidewalk, and no parking on one side. Boy, that's a nice, big, clear travel area. You know, just drive around rural, and you'll see lots of people walking in the wintertime in the middle of a road, and you'll see kids out in the road. You know, it's hard to lose what you have, but if you want to keep harmony in the region of Queens, when it comes to sidewalks and who gets them and who doesn't, and there's all those people in back of town who have no sidewalks, and they have a lot of traffic on those roads. So, I'll vote for this motion because it's just consideration into next year's budget. But one penny on the tax rate is one penny on the tax rate. That's a lot of money for everyone to bear, and that's just my comment.
We don't have a motion yet, but just before, I think you're about to make it, Susan. Does anybody else want to speak? Yes, Councilor Fisk.
I have to agree with Councilor Norman that right in the rural areas, for example, there's no sidewalks. There's lots of, in my area especially, there's lots of place to walk on the side of the road. And to put this burden on the taxpayer right now, I don't think. No.
Okay, Susan.
Maybe I can comment after I make the motion. Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. You want to make the motion?
Make the motion now?
Okay. Yep.
I move that the Region of Queens Municipality, number one, forward consideration of the installation of a sidewalk on Markland Avenue in the 2017-2018 capital budget. And number two, direct staff to forward a request to the Provincial Traffic Authority to consider converting the roadway into a one-way street to enable the installation of a sidewalk to the design standards of transportation and infrastructure renewal.
Is there a second, though? Councilor Frederick. Brad, do you have some comments?
Yes, I want to get in earlier. To be clear, Councilor McLeod said traveling up and down the street in reference to inclusion of a sidewalk. Councilor Fancy picked up on that. And that's not going to be possible, because it's a fact, and I personally confirmed that through the area manager and the traffic authority, personally I did, with a sidewalk, it is a one-way street. That means looping up, that doesn't mean as it is now, a no transit street. That's not what that means. So the inclusion of the sidewalk has a larger ramification than pedestrian access, which can be provided as it is currently constructed on paved shoulders. So you always have to refer to that. You can't just say a sidewalk, because you can't go back to the way it was, because the regulation is the regulation. We don't govern those regulations, we just have to adhere to them. And they're provincial regulations, they're not RQM regulations. So a sidewalk means a one-way street, if they approve it, if TIR approves it. And don't vote, because there has to be an overwhelming need to make it a one-way street. It's not a one-way street because people wish it to be a one-way street. That's not the way Traffic Authority governs.
Councilor McLaren.
And I hear you, Brad, and I think we should then go back to the province and have them do whatever, approval, non-approval, or whatever, make that attempt. And I understand the one-way street, and we talked with the several residents and explained to them it would be a one-way. You're not, the convenience you have now would be completely gone. You would have to go up all around, and some of them said, I have no issue with that, but then when you have to start doing it, driving your vehicle, then you have second thoughts once you're forced to do that. And I really want people to understand that. And I think the message we have to get to the people on Markland Avenue is, we made the initial decision for their safety and their convenience. That's what we intended to in the beginning. And I think that's a strong message that we want to get out to the folks, that it's fine to have a sidewalk, but then down the road you're going to be careful what you wish for. You may someday get it, because then you're going to say, okay, I didn't realize it was this inconvenient. So I think the message has to get out. But I would like to go to this next step, so that we have a decision and we know now we can take back to these people and say, this is not appropriate for your street, taking into consideration safety, taking into consideration the cost factor, and taking into consideration the precedent that may be set for the rest of the municipality.
Councilor Fancy.
The only other thing, though, Susan, along with that, the second part of it says we're going to be giving forward a request to the provincial traffic. So that means we're saying that's what we want, isn't it? That this isn't just a matter of saying we're going to consider this. This is saying this is what we want.
Yeah.
So when we make that decision, when we put this through, we're saying
that doesn't mean they're going to give us what we want.
I know, but does that mean that's what saying that's what we want right now, or I don't think we're ready to make a decision on this.
Anybody else like to speak, Deputy Mayor?
I think it's worded fine, Councillor Fancy. It just says to forward a request. I mean, we need to know if Provincial Traffic Authority would even allow it.
And
it doesn't mean we're going to have to do it. It just says forward a request to consider converting. Consider converting. I mean, they may just say, nope, can't do it.
Is there further discussion on the motion? If not, I'm going to take the question. All in favor? Hold your hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Contrary-minded? The motion passed by a vote of 4-3. Thank you. That concludes the open agenda. I would entertain a motion to go in camera. All council moved it. All council seconded it. Go in camera. It's unanimous. Now that brings us to the sale of land. Councillor McLeod.
Need a motion.
I don't know why you get it. It should come under Councillor Inglis, who is the councillor for that district.
You can second it, but
she's
I'm planning.
She's the planner.
Okay, I'll make the recommendation. You can
what?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality direct staff to initiate the process to close a portion of Main Street in front of properties identified as PID numbers 7001-7736, and 7001744, and that upon formal closure of that portion of Main Street, staff negotiate a purchase and sale agreement with George Williams for the sale of the former street right-of-way.
The second then?
I'll second that.
Councilor Ingalls. Discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All in favor? It's unanimous. Now, we don't have a written motion, so we'll face the ire of the wrath of the deputy mayor. But would you move that Council Waterman be given an unpaid leave of absence for the remainder of his term?
Yes. I'd make that motion.
Good. Even though it's not written?
Yeah.
Good.
I'll say it.
Councilor Frederick, seconding. All in favor? Thank you. And would you note that Deputy Mayor violated her own policy?
I have a question. When we used to do our